The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay, so we're starting the Torah away. On Monday, 18th of May, we're doing Megillat Rus, part 3, Parak Gimel. Just a very brief recap of things that we've seen so far. We saw that the early parts of Megillat Rus were dealing with a deep problem, the problem of chesed. How we have a world where you receive chesed mitzad echad and are not destroyed by it mitzad sheni. We saw that this is an issue the loit was bothered by. The loit had just become gamla loit ha'edech z'Avraham, it just become irrelevant. And therefore we actually left Avraham behind and abandoned him, went to the one place in the world that didn't like chesed. We saw that Rashi brings our chesed, brings busha. We saw that the recipient, as Chazal say, a few places, they even refer to giving to chesed as nahamad chisufa, the bread of shame. So on the one hand, we have oilam chesed yivana, we want chesed, and it's the most incredible thing. And on the other hand, we have this problem that when you have chesed, the recipient ends up having busha to the point that it leads to chait. People want to feel, they feel dependent when they get chesed. They want to be independent. So Adam Rishon used the word onarichi only after he's done a chet. And it drives the chet ha'egel after Matan Torah. And so it became a real problem. And dafka that problem, Sodom were the culture that was used as the excuse, but had the real kasha. How can you have a chesed? They became the anti-chesed culture. And Sodom had, and Lot chose that culture. And Sodom had a survivor called Moav. And we waited, we saw Chazal said that Rus, Ashava Mistei Moav, at the end of the first chapter, that she's returning from the fields of Moav. This is, she's come back with the answer. We've been waiting for this. She was one of the praedos. She was waiting for this moment for 800 years. And then in the second parak, we saw that when it comes to the end of the parak, and Boaz has treated her so nicely, she didn't accept Boaz just Stam giving her chesed. She said, I want to see why I'm Moitzachem Beinech, what's happened, why are you being so nice? And he says, Gay de Gadli, I've been told all the amazing things that you did. And he used the Loshan, Mamashak Avraham Avinu. We owe you. You come under the wings of the Shekhinah. You come, you know, you brought the Shekhinah with you. So, and that's when she says that she actually used the word Anoichi for the first time. She says, right, again, the word for I exist now because I won't be like one of your Shekhinahs. And that is, and in fact, by the end of the second parak, when Normie says, well, you know, who's this person who looked after you? And she goes, Ishasha Sisi, the one I looked after today is called Boaz. In other words, and that's what Chazal say, this is exactly the point that the Ani does more for the Asher and the Balabais than vice versa. The in the act of Tzedakah, it's not a one-way transaction of Chesed and the Ani loses dignity and gives up in that sense. That's exactly not what's going on. What's happening over here, with the Ani is they're helping to, it's not about givers and takers, it's about something much deeper. They're together creating something, creating the act of tzedakah. Mr. Des has told you, so that a recipient's also a giver. Here's the makar. The concept here is that the hashkafa of Rus is not that this is about, you know, you're giving and I'm taking, I'm the Nebuch, and I'll exchange dignity for your gift. No, this is about I had to decide who I'm going to turn into a giver today. That meant there's an act of chesed to be done. It needs two of us. It needs a relationship between us. And that's what's going to do. And this is going to impact on everything. Because we're going to say, you know, you think on the one hand, we said, Mudar Rabbalai Raisa, that the getting Torah feels crushing. Kof Aleim HaKigigis. It's like the absolute wipe out of dignity when all there is a Kadosh Baruch offering you eternity. It's like a gift to Nebuch. You know, how can you... You feel like rejecting it because where's my independence? All I have is Torah and mitzvahs and so on. And that's exactly the wrong hashkafa, which Rus is going to teach us. That when we talk, for example, just to touch upon it here, we're going to say that Chazal said, for example, the first, all the Kilolim Chastos and the first, all the first generations, right? The Gemara Bracha says, Shimu, the Pasuk Yishaya, Shimu Alei Avir Elei Harachoykim Mitztaka. Right, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya in Parak Mem Vav. That listen to me, those who are distant from tzedakah. Who are the ones who are distant from tzedakah? So you'd say a very wealthy person. No, that it says the Rav Shmuel, the Amir of Yechanan, Rav Elazar, the first of all the Amiraim here. One of the Mahalchim given by the Maharim is all the world who doesn't have Torah is sustained by Tzedaka. Right? It's the Kilo of Chastos. Before there's Torah, all there is Olam Chasid Yibana. Right? The Gemara in Psochim in Kufiyat Chas. Rishuv and Levi says that the 26 Torahs that came before, they're connected to their Srimish Torah, Shabbar Kadosh Baruch Hu by Lamai. The Loinos and Elaim Torah, the Zonos and Bechesed. Once you've got Torah, things change. Why? It's the greatest chesed there is. Right? The Gemara Mishnah in Brachos. This is the Kichemda, the Shabbat of Shammai Marit. So what's going on with Matan Torah that it changes everything from being recipients of chesed? And this is, of course, Rus is going to teach us all of this, how this is dafka not going to be Mudar Rabba L'Raisa. This is not going to be a sense of Kfiyah. There's going to be something so much deeper and so much beautiful. So it will change our entire Ashkof, everything. But let's now take a look inside this the third parak. So if you haven't learned the first two, you can still follow along today. So we're in Parak Gimel of Megillat Yisrael. So normally the mother-in-law says, my daughter, not Kalofi, my daughter-in-law, but my daughter. And that's going to become very significant by the end of the whole Megillah, when Ruth's children will become Naomi's children. But we'll see. Haloi avakish loch manoyach. Right? Behold, I'm going to bring you a manoyach, a sheitav loch. It's going to be good for you. Now, that seems very strange because she's obviously going to propose that Ruth is going to marry Boaz. And this Boaz is going to be, as we're going to see in the next verse, going to be, which already said, in fact, he's a goyal for the family. And effectively, what Normie's asking Rus to do is to do an interesting type of yibum. Normally, yibum would be to be hakim shem ameis, to bring back machron and kilyon. Here, there's actually a problem that it seems, according to many midrashim, there was never a gyur before, so there wasn't even a proper marriage to machron and kilyon. So it's not a full-blown yibum anyway. And anyway, but it's not a brother, so it's a conceptual yibum, right? The Ramban brings this concept. There's a kind of conceptual yibum. Where other family members, in general, the laws of Geulah, that if land is sold, so a family member should try and bring it back. But also there's kind of a sense of Yibum-like thing going on over here, which is not exactly the psukim of Yibum, but it's the concept of Yibum, of redeeming Machlon and Kilyon, that we're going to ask Boaz to do. But also Normie's going to say that she wants her land back. So it's really, as we're going to see, this is going to be something that crosses all sorts of different boundaries. It's going to be Yibum for Normie as well as Yibum for Rus. It's going to be, it's all going to be very, very amazing. And really, but fine, but Shayitav Lach is good for you? How can that be? And it's really important that it's going to be good for her, because we've already seen that Rus is not just going to accept Chesed every day. Now, Yibum does raise the issue of Chesed right off the bat, because we know, first of all, we know that all sides of the story here come from Yibum. Some kind of Yibum or another, right? Rus herself comes from Moav, and Moav means Me'av, right? It's literally a family member marrying, in this particular case, after the destruction of Sodom, it's a kind of a Yibum where it's basically, it's Lot and his daughters, and it's a question of Nero and Ishma. They didn't think there was anyone else alive in the world, etc. But then Boaz also comes from Peret, and Peret is born out of the relationship between Yehuda and Tamar, which is also a type of Yibum, a quasi-Yibum for Yehuda's children, because Erev Oinon died, and why wouldn't Oinon finish the marriage? Because he knew, ki loy loy hazera, this is the important bit. He knew that when you do Yibum, it's a chesed where you seem to give yourself up, because you become a surrogate for somebody else. The brother goes in there, and Oinon's meant to step into Erev's shoes, and he's meant to marry and become his brother. The Hakim Shem Ameis, the children are not his children, they're his brother's children. And because of that, he doesn't want to do it. And it ends up that Yehuda himself has to step into those shoes of his own son. And Kodim Matan Torah, the Chaim of Elijah says this was more flexible, maybe the Divrei Hanaviim. There was also some possibilities there. Obviously, these things can't be done. But the principle is that each involves some kind of a Yibum. And this whole issue of it's going to become a very central thing. And this is going to now be the child of a Yibum in Boaz and the child of a Yibum-like thing in Rus are going to have to come together now in a Yibum. And you'd normally say you can't do Yibum because you lose out, right? So now Rus, this Yibum is going to be a double Yibum. Boaz is going to be stepping into Machlon and Kilyon and Elimelech's shoes. And Rus is going to be asked to step into Normie's shoes. And so, and what normally saying is, normally speaking, how can that be Yitav Lach? That's not good for you. That's asking you to sacrifice for me. Oh, but this is Rus. And Rus does not live in the paradigm of who's the giver, who's the taker, who's the winner, who's the loser. Rus lives in a world where we share together. This is one thing. Now, the word monoyach is very, very deep over here, because the word monoyach, Chazal even say, of course, apart from menucha, right, which is something that Normie had already asked Rus for. But if you remember, right at the beginning of all of this, that when Normie had been trying to dissuade Rus from coming to Eretz Yisrael, she said, go home and matsana menucha isha veis isha, right? Each one of you should find menucha, I mean find a marriage. So Normie's effectively saying, look, you know that I care about you. You know that I always wanted to get you. I wanted you to not come with me, and I was prepared to be alone. That's because you could find menucha, find a good marriage for you. And it's got to be Asher Yitav Lach, it's good for you. Now, that seems disingenuous, but we're going to soon see it's incredibly true. And in fact, what we're going to say is like this. The word monoyach has an extra meaning. And this is the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi Aleph says that the monoyach relates to the character monoyach. Why? Because in Tanakh, just before the story in Sefer Shlitzim, just before the story of Manoach meeting the Malach and learning that he's going to have a child called Shimshon, or he's going to be Shimshon, we find the Shofet Ivtson. And Ivtson, Chazal say, is Boaz. Nowhere does it say in Shofetim that he's Boaz, and nowhere in Rus does it say that he's Ivtson. But Chazal hear very deeply the connections. And in fact, it turns out he had two identities. Presumably that's why Tanakh doesn't link them. Well, the way one life is Ivtson, and then the Gemara says he lost all his children. Everything. He had 60 children. He's made 120 parties for them, and he lost everything. And that's why in the last parak he was coming. He's come from burying everything he's lost. And then he has a new life as Boaz. But in the old life as Ibsam, the Gemara says that what happens is in all the parties he made for his children, each one he made two simchas for the chasna, one in his home, one in their home, all the 120 simchas, there was one person he never invited, and that was Monoyach. Why did he not invite him? The Gemara says because he said, Manoach has no children. At that point, Manoach had no children. So if I invite him to all my parties, he can't invite me back. And that sounds at first wrong. This is the God Lador, the Shofet Ador of Ibsan. What is he like, being petty? You can't invite a poor person who can't invite you back. Anyway, Manoach can pay in other ways. And if he can't pay, so what? Well, you don't have a Niyam? Of course he had a Niyam. We saw the way he treated Rus when she came into the field. Of course he looked after a Niyam. That's not the point. The point is he didn't want Manoach to feel the busha. Remember, he still lived in the world before Rus, where there's the goymel chesed, but you've got to be careful about doing too much chesed. You hurt people if you do too much chesed. So he felt, if I'm constantly inviting Manoach to parties, Manoach will feel so bad that he can't invite me back. That's Ivtan. He's going to change and understand the world differently now. That's what's going to come now. So Avakishlach Manoach has a hint over here. I'm going to bring you the tikkun of Manoach, right? Normally, probably, unless it was Benavua, wouldn't have consciously meant the words, but the Megillah is specifically bringing that word out, and Ashkocha behind that, to say, you know what, you're also going to be the tikkun, you're going to bring the Manoach element in, the recipient element in, to Boaz, who's Ibsan, who didn't understand how to include a recipient. You've got to teach us Kabbalah Satori. You've got to teach everybody about all of this. So this is unbelievable. Rashayit Avloch, the key to our understanding Rus, is it's always got to come from what is Tov Loch. And this again is in a Kuda over here. I said before that the Torah came instead of Chesed. Of course, it's an ultimate Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a Chesed which doesn't have Busha. It's the answer to Nahamad the Chisuvah, the Haikana Bread of Shame. How? Because exactly as the Zohar says in Parashas Truma, which is well quoted in the Svarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks into creation and builds a world, so that when we learn and keep Torah, we actually join with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, the Zohar carries on and says, Barnash mistakel ba bayraisa umakayim alma. When we look into the Torah, we see the Boira Olam's perspective on creation. When we commit to Torah, we're committing to the vision HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to creation. When we learn Torah lishma, which means with many meanings of lishma, but the HaKadosh is a shame keeping it, a shame manifesting it in the world, we're becoming a shutter for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, we're the recipients on one level, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't give the Torah without us and can't manifest the Torah in a beings of free will without us doing it. And so we become shut from the Mekayim Almas, us from Mekayim, the Olam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And we take it away from an Olam that is purely Chesed into an Olam of Chesed that is Zeicha B'din as well. An Olam where we become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem, we can share your vision and we can manifest your vision. And this is why Torah always...
Kol HaLashon.
It has to be Tov Loch, the famous Hakdoma of Avnei Nezer in the Gleital, where he says that every other mitzvah, you can do it whether you love it or you don't get a geschmack out of it. Why? But not Torah. Torah has to be. Why? Because Torah be'etzem is an Ahavas Hashem. It's not a, okay, Hashem, you gave me Matan Torah, Kof Aleim HaKagigis, what can I do? I'll do the mechanics of the mitzvahs, and you'll give me the mechanics of the rewards in Olam Abba. That's exactly what it's not meant to be. That's the chesed, well, you're the Nebuchadnezzar's Mekabalit. But it's meant to be an Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem Lekecha. How do you love him? Learning Torah and keeping Torah and teaching Torah. This is exactly it. It's in the relationship of Ahavas Hashem. It's Tov Loch. There's a pnimius within us that is brought to life through Torah. And this is exactly why the Gemara says that there's a machlokes of Elazar and Rabbi Shuv, should Yom Tov be kol lechem, kol lechem, chetzi lechem, chetzi lechem. Shavuos, everybody agrees in that Seres, that the whole thing is chetzi lechem, chetzi lechem. You're celebrating yourself because the omek pnimius of who we are comes to life. Without Torah, all we are is nebuch. We're just recipients of a chesed that we don't have no shaychus to. And we either choose to have independence and hate and lose Olam Abba, or we choose to be dependent beings who lose our independence and sustain by chesed all the way to Olam Abba. Torah's answer. You can have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can find your own inner essence and bring out the deep omek of who we are and find yourself in your place in Maisa Bereishis. Dafka, not as the Oni and the Nebuch, but as a Shutuf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, all this we're going to now see how this plays out. This is what Rus is be'etzem teaching us. Complete new hashkafa on everything. Be'asa, posuk base. Hello, Boaz, Modetona, Shais, and Arosa. I said I find you someone good, but it's Boaz. But of course this is good for you. First of all, Rus, you're the one who teaches us there aren't givers and takers over here. But even deeper, when I said that you should go back to your home and find your own husband, you said that's not what I want. I want Klal Yisrael. I want the significance of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, there can't be anything more significant than marry the God of Ladar and the Shofet Hadar. So of course it's going to be good for me, says Normie, but this is genuinely what you want. This is who you are, Rus. Now, of course, the reason Rus has to initiate this is the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Daled says that the problem when you have Yibum, if there's an age gap, the Beis Din will try to discourage it very strongly. If Boaz would have come and said, you know what, I realize that we're all related here, and I have a chiyuv of at least a conceptual chiyuv to marry back into the family and to be goyal the land, and all of this, then had Boaz said it, the Beis Din would have had to say, Boaz, you have to leave this. This is not right. This is exactly what it says in the Gemara. You marry somebody your age. It's only if Rus herself has come and said, this is Mekubal to me, then Boaz says, okay, if we both want it, the Beis Din has no taina. So Rus has to come and say that this is something she wants. Okay, Hine Uzora as Gorin Asa Oma Laila. By the way, another nukud that I'll try and remind myself to bring out. But okay. V'rachatz pasuk gimel. So you'll wash v'sach tzusam tzim leisach alayich. Tzim leisach is the way we read this. But everything now is creek sieve. And we think, I don't know, creek sieve is in the Surah, you know, but there's an oimek behind every creek sieve. There's a depth behind it. You can see the Akdama, the Abavanel, to say to Yemiyah, for example, what are the creek sieves? And creek sieve, they both have meaning. Obviously, that's why they're there. And here, the kri is simlai sach, right? The ksiv, it's written simlai sach. You put one item of clothing on you, obviously. But the kri, the way it's pronounced and read, is simlai sach, plural. Normie's effectively saying you should wear two lots of clothing. What does that mean? Well, the hemshach of the pasuk tells you. The yarazit agoyren, you should go down to the barn. That's how it's pronounced. Don't reveal yourself to anyone until he's finished eating and drinking. But in the Kri, how is it read? In the Ksiv, how is it written? I will go down to the barn. In other words, Rus, do you understand what I'm asking you to do? I'm asking you to wear two lots of clothing to be two people here. You're going to go down as you, like in the Kri, but also you're going as me in the Ksiv. Now, you could do this. Normally, if you were going to be Aaron Oynon and Shela, you'd be worried that, that how can you do this? You give up on yourself. But you're exactly the person who understands it's not about givers and takers. It's about creating a Maisa Chesed altogether. So you can pull your ego out and still be fully there. You can do when the ego's there, it's about who's the winner and loser. When you remove that, suddenly we can build together every Maisa Chesed. So you can be good for me and good for you and good for Boaz and good for Machlon all in one Maisa. So it's lots of similar, say, you're wearing lots of clothing, and you're going down to the goyim, but you're at the tea, I'm going down to the goyim. Vayhi b'shachvay pasuk dalet, and for me, when he lies down, you'll know where he's the boss, you'll come, you'll uncover his feet, b'shachavt, and you'll lie down, and it's written, b'shachavti, it'll be me, because you're going as a surrogate for me. See how beautiful this is? How this all now fits together. This is the concept, the whole Sefer, which is that where Chazal say, the Megillah is not coming to teach us halachas, it's coming to teach us chesed, and it's fine. Okay, we are gilach as a shetasin. Now, but okay, but she says, all that you tell me I will do, but the ksiv doesn't have the word elai. My ego is gone. Oh, so you think the ego is gone, you're just going to be passive over here, right? No, we already know that's not how Rus is. Well, let's see how this goes. So what we're going to see now over here is Adarabba. Again, so much to see, but I think we're going to have to move quite quickly through the parak, but we've seen Baruch Hashem some of the key aside. Now let's see. But Terah that goyim, she goes down to the barn, everything her mother-in-law said. Now, if you notice, of course, there's both the Rus Rabba on this and also Gemara and Shabbos. And the Gemara and Shabbos says, her mother said, dress, do everything like that, and then go down to the Goyren, her mother-in-law. And Ruth, in fact, did it the other way. She went down to the Goyren, then did Kodesh HaTzivta Chamosa, everything her mother-in-law said. In other words, and why the Gemara Shabbos says, because she, in Kufit Gimel, says that she's afraid. She says, I know if I dress in the street, anything could happen. Right? There's all sorts of people who shouldn't be in the streets and all sorts of rumors and everything like that. So she inserted her personality. On the one hand, she takes out a lie. In fact, the Medrash Rabbah brings out even more directly. She takes out the a lie, but Mitzad Sheni, she completely inserts her personality. So she's absolutely there. It's only the ego that's not there. She says, normally, I don't mind being me and you at the same time. I have no problem with that. This will 100% actualize who I am. This won't be any chasaron in me. As a rabbi, I'll put myself fully in there. And yet this will be you as well. It's not zero sum, where one wins, the other loses. This is where we all win together. Lay down at the end of and by the way, here we hear a remez to Matzah Torah itself. The Tanchuma says, what does it mean? He ate, he drank, and then Yitav Libo, his heart was gladdened. So Ma'av Yitav Libo, the Medrash says, Asak B'Divrei Torah, it must be Talmud Torah. Shenema Ki Lekach Tov. That's Torah. So he eat and drank and he was learning Torah. And this, of course, is going to be the moment where Rus, whose very name is the Oseus of Torah, that's all the big Geirim are, Yisrael also. So she's going to enter in at that particular moment. Okay. But also, the Rus Rabba says, Itav Libo Shem Avakesh Isha, Shem Motza Isha Motza Tov. So the Chippus of Torah and looking for marriage always go together, right? The Ramazim in Kohelet. Many, many times we see this. Motzishim Motzatoyv and Chazal Adosh is Torah. So they go together. Mitzad Achad Medrash Medosh, that means he's learned Torah. Mitzad Sheni, he wants relationship. And of course they go together because Torah is the relationship, it's the ultimate marriage between a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like the Tanchum at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim. That's Kedoshim to you, Kedoshim and Yashem. That like a king and a queen, it takes each other to build a Malchus. And so Dafka, when we're engaged in Torah, we want that marriage to Kodesh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam says, the end of Ilchus Tshuva. That there should be shoyga batam, it should be like the love of a man for a woman. That's what our Torah is meant to be. So dafka they feels he needs marriage. Batavi balot, and again Rus is going to introduce both elements. Batavi balot, so she came stealthy. Batigal magaloisov, she uncovered his feet. Batishgav, and she lies down. He bachatzia laila, and we always know geula is going to come to Yisrael bachatzia laila. That's always the moment. That's the chatzia laila of Avraham Avinu, where we cholik aleim alaila. And Rashi says we have to save the midnight for Yitzias Mitzrayim, and so on and so forth, all the way through. And we have all the chatzoses, which David the Melech, in fact, will turn into Tikkun Chatzos, and so on. Chatzos Laila Akum, Lahodes Lachem, and this is how it happened, the Chatzia Laila, in that timeless moment that is between the two parts of the night. He wakes up, and it's a woman there, Yomei says, me at, who are you? And this is, of course, so unbelievable, because that's such a powerful question. Are you Rus? Are you Normie? Who are you? Now, who are you? Atoyma Anoichi, she's the word Anoichi, I am. This is me now inserted right in here. Rus Amasecha. And remember, she said originally, Anoichi Loyeyekasachamasecha. I won't be like a Shifcha. Right? This is an interesting, what's the difference between an Amma and a Shifcha? Because an Amma is somebody you can have a relationship with, like an Amma Ivriya. But the Shifcha is not. So she says, I'm Rus Amasecha, so I'm your servant on the one hand, but I'm ready for relationships. You'll spread over your wings. On your potential wife as well. Because you're a redeemer. And this is amazing. Because you remember what Boaz said in the second part. He said, you've come under the wings of the Shechina. So Ruth is effectively saying, I'm offering you to bring the Shechina to me. And that's what she's effectively saying. You can be the conduit of the Shechina. Wow. Wow, what a bracha. He tav chastecha achra min arishan. What a chesed you've done. Now, in theory, she's asking him for the chesed. In theory, there's no greater chesed, right? This is the chesed with the dead, the chesed shel emes. This is the ultimate chesed, right? Yibam. In theory, it's a tremendous act of chesed and self-sacrifice. No, you're doing the chesed by letting me do yibam. Right? Chastecha, that's again, achra min arishan. The vilti lechas achra yabachorim. You could have had any of the men. In dale masha, any shidduch you wanted. Right? And this is exactly the thing. But at obviously, Altiri, don't be afraid, because obviously I'm going to say no right now. But I'm not going to say no permanently. What you say, I will do. I understand what you're asking. It will happen. I'm not rejecting you because you're this Eishes Chayel. But at ki omnom, again, so much to say on each posuk, but let's we'll have to move a little bit quickly. But of course, remember, Eishes Chayel is going to be sung by Lemuel's mother, and that's going to be the song, therefore, to Shlomo Melech, which is going to be the descendant of Rusa. Eishes Chayelot is a very deep remez in the fact that you're going to produce Shlomo Melech. Ki Omnom, Ki Goel Anoichi. Now, it's true, I am a Goel, but Gamish Goel Korav Nemeni, but there's the one who's close. So, I have a bike, it'll be in the morning, Migalech Tov Yigal, if you will, great. If it wants to redeem you, fine. Im Loyach Begalech Ugal Tich Anoichi Chay Hashem. Right? I promise that I will if he doesn't. Shichvi Adaboyke. Okay. And the Chai Hashem was because there was such a powerful neshama thing connecting them. The Gemara in the Medrash Rus Rabba says that he had to resist. He had to say, Lemanato, this can't be done. And there's a much deeper reason why it can't be done right now, which we'll see Bez Hashem in the next parak, which is they haven't yet been Doresh, but then Moyavia can enter Klal Yisrael. He has to make that drasha. We'll see that. Okay. So, but here we go. Atishka Magaloisov Adaboyka. So she stayed there till the morning. Fine. And then Vatakom. So she got up. The term Yaki Ishas Reyehu. Before anyone would recognize them. And okay, now in the ksiv over here it says that as an extra vav into the terem, and the Rus Rabba says that's because the extra six, we'll see what the significance of six over here is. Anyway, Vayoma al Yivoda Kiva Isha Goyen, and he said, let it not be known that a woman came down over here to the Goyen, and okay, significance if you have time, you can look at the Gemara in Yavamas over there in Ayin Vav. Anyway. So hold out the thing you're wearing, and grab it. She holds on to it. And now he measures out sheish ta'orim. And this, the Medrash, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, these give different remozim, but it's going to be the six kings, the six great kings that come out of her. Who are going to come, each going to be given six brachas. So it's David and Mashiach and Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah, and also other, Malachim and various things. Okay, so there's Ramazim here that something great's going to happen. She comes to the city, and her mother-in-law says, Miat Biti, who are you, my daughter? And of course, again, the same powerful question. And she says, don't worry, I'm still you whilst I'm me at the same time. He just said everything that he said. And again, Eli is Kri, but not Ksiv. He said to me, but he knows he's going beyond me, because look what he says. He understood this is not just about me and him, this is about you as well. He understood what's going on in the depth of the chesed over here. It's not just him doing chesed, it's us doing chesed. He understood all of these things. Let's wait. He will not be silent. And the Lashon Kila, of course, is literally the completing of Aichala Lekim B'yom HaShvi. Okay, and also the completion of Torah. This Lashon of Kila when we're ending Ma'ase Bereishis or when we're ending Matan Torah. So we've had the setup for this Yibum. We've had the setup for an interrelation that's going to be multidimensional. And it's this that can be Mesakin Klal Yisrael, and this that will bring Mashiach Ezra Hashem into the world. And this will see how all of these pieces now finally fit together Ezra Hashem when we're together next week.
The recording has stopped.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.